Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The guy you hear on the radio, and I've heard him on the radio for years, Dan Gladden joins us here at Target Field, part of the big Joe Mauer Day celebration. Danny, it's been a long time. I hear you every ball game, but I haven't talked to you in person in a long time. Yeah. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I was enjoying the little fishing tips right there, and I have been out to that game fair before.
Oh, it's a big deal.
It is, and you know, they how they train some of the dogs out there in the water and things like that. I just think that it's a great time out there.
And there is no doubt in all the ball games you've called over the years, there's been a lot of folks out in a boat listening to a Twins game. That is a tradition in Twins territory.
You know, a lot of people tell me that's kind of my fan base, them and the Farmers.
That's right.
You know, I'm getting older in a little bit, and it's more of a drive-time guys, but all the Farmers that out in the fields out there, but also a lot of guys that floating around on the boat.
Well, I guarantee you, when I'm out floating around on the boat, I have the ball game on. That's I'm not fishing, though. Having a beverage.
There you go.
And floating around on the water listening to the ball game. Danny, good to see you. Joe Mauer night tonight.
Yep.
Went into the Hall of Fame. Do you remember the first time you saw Joe play?
Yeah, it was at the Metrodome. I think I was definitely there for his opener.
Yep.
And I was also there. I think he only played maybe a week, and he went for a pop-up knock behind home plate. Yep. And hurt his knee, had to get some knee surgery. So I did see that. And then I remember when I first started the radio gig, you know, Bob Casey always broadcast from down. They called it the hole.
Yep.
Right behind home plate. And they said, Danny, you're going to go down here your first night. Herb and John were upstairs. You're going to go down and you're going to broadcast from down there, and we'll hit you up once in a while. And Brad Radke was pitching, and we were playing Tampa. And the first pitch that Brad Radke threw was a high fastball, and the kid, I think it was Carr, I think, that hit a mammoth home run. And they go, Dan, what did you see down there? I said, I saw a high fastball that left the ballpark. So, and I just got to sit down there. Not only I'm working with Herb Carneal, John Gordon, but I'm down there with Bob Casey. That was quite the time.
Yeah, legends, no doubt about it. What did you see in Joe, though, early on? Did you think this guy is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Well, I once you saw, you know, his career progress, I don't think that you could say that his first couple, 3, 4, 5 years of his career. Longevity always plays a big factor in it. And he was able to kind of hang in there. Then the concussion started to come around. There was some big concern with the medical department and around the league about the concussions. And so he transitioned to first base. And really, he turned himself into a fine defensive first baseman. Took him a little while, the first couple times out there. First couple of years, he would field everything like a catcher on his knees. And eventually he was able to kind of get up off his knees and kind of field it and learn his position. But that tells you what kind of baseball IQ he had.
The thing about Joe, though, in his days as a catcher, he started hearing things, well, he's putting up, you know, this is Johnny Bench territory. I mean, they started throwing around all-time great names when he was winning the batting titles, when he was catching early in his career.
Well, think about that, though. You play one of the most durable positions in all of baseball. And on top of that, he gets to play 130, 140 games, and he wins 3 batting titles back there. So that tells you a lot about him as an individual. I've seen his workout programs. He's here early. He does his work. It's pretty regimented. And he just takes care of his body. And like I said, he played that durable position behind the plate. A lot of times it either foul tips off his toes, knees, shoulders. He was out there still playing.
So what's this about St. Paul? You got Dave Winfield, you got Jack Morris, you got Paul Molitor, and now Joe Mauer all out of St. Paul, Minnesota, right?
Well,
hard to figure.
If I'm a scout, wouldn't you think, Scott, hey, I'm going to St. Paul. I'm going to go scout some kids out there. That is quite amazing, though, that you mentioned some of those guys. All different individuals, all different great players, all Hall of Famers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Gladden joining us, Twins Hall of Famer in his own right, 87-91 world champ, longtime voice of Twins baseball here on the radio. Got to get into the ball club right now a little bit. They're still in it, hanging in there, but they can't reel in Cleveland. Cleveland continues to play great ball, and then how about those Kansas City Royals?
Well, Kansas City, we knew was going to be a much improved, very athletic team. The Kansas City Royals, they got one of the premier ball players in Bobby Witt Jr. When you have a player of that caliber, impact player, he compliments, I always say that, Kirby Puckett used to compliment the players around him. Bobby Witt Jr. does compliment his players, maybe not with lesser names, but still being around him ups their game a little bit. Are they going to hang in there? Surprisingly, we figured they were going to be a 500 team. They're a lot better than a 500 team right now. Were the Cleveland Guardians, with Terry Francona gone and bringing in Vogt, never managed before. It's the philosophy that the Cleveland Guardians have over there that's making it. Plus, I think Vogt, just removed from being a player, I think 3 or 4 years, the players relate to him. And another team that doesn't have the whole house big names out there other than their third baseman. So I think, they're a good team. Are they going to be able to kind of, hang in there? I think so. They've got the toughest schedule in the second half. Twin schedule right now through this month, tough. All the teams we're playing outside of this team here, the Chicago White Sox, they're all contending teams. So it's going to be a good test here for the Twins.
Three in Chicago with the Cubs in a huge series. Four with Cleveland over 3 days.
Yep.
And then the Royals come to town.
And then don't forget, I think you got Kansas there. You got St. Louis after that.
Yep.
You got another the whole month is going to be fun to watch. You just got to play. You got to play a little bit better than 500 here at home, which they do. You got to take advantage of the poor Chicago White Sox club you're playing right now. And then go ahead and go to Chicago. Wrigley Field's always a special treat there. I always tell people it's the largest bar that I've ever been to. they know how to do it right. And it's a family trip. And I was lucky enough to ask if I could bring my grandson, Luca, with the team. Sent him a letter the other day on Twins' letterhead in an envelope, put it in the mail. He read it at the kitchen table. He's been invited to go travel with the Twins on their charter flight on the team bus, check into the team hotel. So he's pretty stoked about that. On top of that, he gets to go to Wrigley Field.
Yeah, no doubt. And be in Chicago with Dan Glad.
Yes, yes.
You love that, Tom.
Oh, I do. But I don't think I don't think he's going to be able to keep up with the hours that I have. we'll break him in a little early.
Yeah, it is a good town, good trip. I don't think it gets any better. Stay in the loop, get on the red line, go to Wrigley, go to a ball game. We brought my daughters there once upon a time. It was a great time. You know, it was a great time at Wrigley.
The last time the Twins were in Chicago, it was sweltering heat.
Oh, yeah, I remember and, that.
And three players of the Twins had to come off the field.
Heat
because they got overheated. So hopefully that we don't run into that scenario at Wrigley. And there's a team that that is still contending.
Well, that wild card keeps the door open.
Absolutely.
Keeps a lot of people
absolutely,
involved.
Which is good.
Yeah, and Twins didn't make any moves at the deadline. What do you make of that?
They got Richardson from Toronto. They picked him up to help out with the bullpen there. I think what it tells you is they like the players that they have here. And there wasn't one glaring need. And right now, you know, talking with some of the front office personnel with the Twins, you know, when Carlos Correa comes back, there's going to be a juggernaut for some of these positions because we got so many infielders that everybody's, you know, fighting for some playing time. Right now it's working out with Royce Lewis, Miranda. You've got Brooks Lee at short and Castro. When Correa comes back, that's going to move somebody out of there and take some at-bats. They like their outfield right now. I think that Larnick's turning himself into a fine defensive player, and Wallner's going to be one of the better guys out there as well. And then, of course, a healthy Buxton out there. And the other kid, Martin, he brings a different element to the team, and that is speed and defense.
All right, final thought, Danny, we'll let you go. We know you got to get ready for the ball game tonight. Chicago, 27 wins in early August. They've dropped 8. Have you seen anything like this?
No, but watching the club and following them a little bit, where they're at talent-wise, it's festering in there. They expect to lose. There's no pushback from any of these players as to the frustration part of it, getting beat. And talking with some of the personnel with the Chicago White Sox, if you look at their win-loss record, they're in most games. They've only been blown out 3 times, blown out last night in the bottom of the 8th inning. And they said that's been their downfall, is that they'll play good competitive baseball, 3-2 last night, 4-2 going to the 8th inning. And Benintendi doesn't make the play out in the outfield, leads to 6 runs. The bullpen with the White Sox right now, when that door opens up, things cave in.
Man. It could drop 100 games before September 1.
You know, I remember the Detroit Tigers when Alan Trammell was the manager. Lost 117 games.
Yeah. Man.
That's a tough, tough season. I was on a team, the Giants, San Francisco, 1 year. We lost, I believe, 100 games. But I was such a young player. 100 games? Who cares? I'm just trying to. I'm in the big leagues trying to, you know, make a name for myself.
Yeah.
And I think you look at the White Sox. They're probably doing the same thing. You got a young players right now. They're going to be playing here and find out what they have in talent-wise and how they react to adversity.
Well, Danny, always good to see you. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Keep up the good work.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.